Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Lower grain futures today in the corn, soybeans, and wheat here as we started off the day on rumors that China may sell their reserves for soybeans at lower prices, and that weighed on the Chinese Dalian prices overnight, and that led into this morning being a little bit weaker. We closed down 9 cents in corn, 25 to 28 cents lower in the soybeans, and then wheat futures in Kansas City and Chicago down about 7 to 8 in Kansas City and 7 to 10 cents lower in the Chicago wheat. In other news, we had some reports this morning. The first one was the export report. Corn exports were expected to be around 31 million bushels. They came in at 26.51, and that was a little bit weak. But last year we were at 15, so overall we're still higher than we were last year. Now, if you look at wheat, came in about 16 million, and we were expecting numbers somewhere around 24 to 28 million. And so that was a little bit disappointing as well and helped push that market down. But for the year, we're still above our averages at 589 million total. We were at 403 million last year. And then beans, we had a record bean export number, 83.6 million. They're expecting 46 to 53. And we remain well above the average pace in that market as well.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had a couple USDA announcements this morning in terms of bean sales. We sold a total of 213 million metric tons of soybeans for the 13-14 crop year. Half of that was to China, and half of it was to an unknown destination. But overall, that was kind of a supportive factor today, even though it didn't reflect in the market. And then we had 103.6 million tons of corn sold to an unknown destination. We have a USDA report this afternoon, the crop progress and condition report. They're expected bean harvest to be somewhere around 83% complete and corn harvest somewhere just above 50%. And that's really right in line with where we should be this time of year. They're expected to get a little rainfall through some parts of the Midwest over the next 2 weeks. Not just a lot, but a little bit above normal. And if that happens, it'll slow harvest down. And I saw pictures today of some places they were harvesting corn and it was snowing. So that'll probably slow us down a little bit, but that shouldn't be too much of a factor going forward. If we look at the South American crops and what's going on down there, the weather looks like it's going to be good for the next couple weeks. And then bean plantings are somewhere around 26% completed. The average is 24%. So things are going along just fine down there, and the weather looks like it's going to remain positive.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were up 57 cents at 133.15. October feeders closed up 42 cents at 165.97. December lean hogs were up $1.52 on the day at 91.95. Kansas City December wheat down 8 1/4 at 7.50 3/4. Chicago December wheat down 9 3/4 at $6.81. And in the row crop, Chicago December corn down 9 1/4 at 4.30 3/4. And November soybeans off 28 3/4 cents at 12.71 1/4. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.